The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. It is Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and probably there have been more conspiracies that have been spun around Julian Assange's debacle, which is finally over. But I wanted to talk with Richard Emmons. And Richard Emmons wrote a piece the other day, and Richard Emmons is the publisher and the editor of the Oregon Eagle, OregonEagle.com. Richard, welcome back to the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
You know, you wrote a very thoughtful piece about Julian Assange being released after time served. He ended up copping a plea about this. And one of the, I think, frankly, anybody who's into journalism owes him a debt of gratitude. Would you agree, more or less?
I totally agree with that. He paid a heavy price to protect his sources and to protect, you know, journalism and to protect his life after really being under attack for publishing, you know, in some cases, criminal activities of the federal government.
Essentially, they went after him, and I'm talking about they being the United States security and intelligence agencies that went after him because he didn't leak stuff. It wasn't one of those things where he was the publisher. He was really no different than when, we had the Pentagon Papers published back in the day. And it embarrassed the regime. That's essentially why they went after him, wasn't it, ultimately?
Yeah, ultimately, absolutely. It made them look really bad. WikiLeaks, you know, you have to look back to like 2003. We were just in Iraq. We just started that. And one of the original things that WikiLeaks had was the video footage of a drone that was being operated by, you know, an American, airman and just shooting people in Iraq. And it was supposedly these enemy combatants holding rifles, but it turns out it was a Reuters news photographer who had a telephoto lens on his shoulder. So it just made them look terrible that they were, you know, shooting these people in the name of war, and he put that out there, and people didn't like that. And that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago. And it made the regime very uncomfortable. You wrote about this. I mean, there's so much you could say about this, but for as many times as journalists, and mostly from the left wing, when I say this, journalists have always talked about speaking truth to power, which I admire, I really do. But yet, it usually depends on which regime is in power as to whether journalists wish to speak truth to it. Would that be a fair assessment of where we find ourselves in today's journalism world?
Absolutely, because one person's truth is another person's embarrassing, you know, fact that they don't want publicized.
And by the way, this is a bipartisan situation. You could have Republicans in power did not want their stuff exposed, like in the Bush administration, the Obama administration. Liberal journalists didn't want that. You know, this is a bipartisan equal opportunity kind of a cover up. And nobody wants their mistakes or their embarrassments or their crimes, I would dare say, being exposed. And Julian Assange didn't care about that, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't. I mean, he followed the evidence and he had a reputation of publishing this damaging information that whistleblowers or people inside that got him information that he would publish it and he would protect his sources. And, you know, a big part of this story, what I wrote about, you know, seems like a long time ago, but in 2016, you know, Hillary Clinton was running for president. And, you know, we might remember there were roughly 15 different Republicans running for the Republican nomination, and it was leaked. One of the things he leaked were the John Podesta's emails that he was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager in 2016.
Yeah.
And Julian Assange published those, and, you know, inside those emails, it talked about their Project Pied Piper.
And what was Project Pied Piper for those who didn't read or forgotten about that story? It is a fascinating talk, really, Richard.
It's really fascinating in that, you know, from there, you know, there's opposition research. And during that time, she didn't know who her opponent was going to be. So the idea of Project Pied Piper was that by promoting and elevating the more extreme Republicans running for the nomination, which was Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, and guess who?
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. And that by them being elevated, then the more moderate Republicans like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, who were presumptive opponents of Hillary Clinton, they would have to move to the right, and then that would make Hillary look better. So it's the age-old thing about people trying to make themselves look better by making other people look worse.
And they wanted to, they essentially wanted to go against either Ted or Donald Trump or who was the other one? Ben Carson. Yeah, Ben. Hillary Clinton wanted to run against one of those three. So their goal was to then elevate those three. Now, did this end up going to their media buddies in order to help this? Because remember, President Trump, or back when he was candidate Trump then in 2016, he got so much free media. Everybody was putting him on for lots and lots of time. Were they responding to what Hillary wanted? Just curious.
I think in part, I mean, it's hard to prove this stuff, but the reality is that when you're going up against, you know, 14, 15 different opponents, and you're just trying to get some airtime, that you know, they write about it in the emails that were leaked, that, you know, Donald Trump has a celebrity cachet, having, you know, had a top TV show, The Apprentice, for all those years, and the Worldwide Wrestling, and all of his business success, and hotels, and casinos, and so forth. And they're really concerned about him over time. But the Project Pied Piper was intended to elevate people like Trump that were so extreme, so that Jeb Bush, who, remember, you know, Jeb Bush was the brother of George W. Bush.
Oh, okay, now hold on, Richard, you got to hold on a second. You just can't call him Jeb. It has to be Jeb with an exclamation point, remember?
I know. Would everybody in the audience please clap, please?
Okay.
Remember, he said that after a speech. He does an applause line. He says, could you clap? It was like, so pathetic.
Yeah.
It was so pathetic.
Very sad.
But he was the presumptive one because, you know, in politics, if your father was the president of the United States and your grandfather was a United States senator and your brother was the president of the United States, so, and you were the governor of Florida, which is Jeb Bush, that he was the Mitt Romney, John McCain presumptive middle of the road Republican that would get the nomination, and it didn't turn out that way. And Hillary, it's like negative campaigning that backfires on you. It backfired on Hillary Clinton because President Trump was just a tremendous debater, and he was underestimated for his knowledge. And
and how dare he be liked by more American people than she, you know, essentially, right? That's where,
exactly.
Where
I mean, look at her resume, you know, and all of that. And he didn't have any political experience. But see, that was part of his appeal, because he could come in from the outside and try to shake things up in Washington, D.C., and that's what the American people wanted. That's definitely what the Republicans wanted.
I would dare say that the Republican mainstream, or maybe the caucuses and the people that control the party apparatus itself, they didn't really want President Trump, though, either. I find that interesting, you know, when you think about it. Hillary wanted what the Republican mainstream didn't want, and thinking that, no one's going to vote for this guy, or I'm going to be able to, I guess they looked at Donald Trump as someone easier to beat, and it bit her in the behind, really.
No, it really did. And see, and again, Trump came in, he wasn't doing it for the salary. He was already a celebrity. He wasn't doing it to try to make a name for himself. He didn't need the money of all the Republican lobbyists and all the PACs and all that. He could raise his own money. He could use his own money. So, I mean, he was really a free man, and the Republican establishment didn't like that, especially, you know, the neoconservatives that were trying to do all these wars, and he had the temerity to call them stupid wars that cost trillions and were a waste of time. President Trump, you know, was he benefited from Hillary's strategy. Now, unfortunately, and getting back to Julian Assange and getting freed this week, I mean, I'm really happy for that. I mean, you look at him, you wouldn't know that he's 52 years old. I mean, he has suffered, he's had 5 years of solitary confinement in Britain's worst prison. I mean, And, you know, 23 hours a day, solitary confinement, and he's got heart issues.
Well, you look at him even when he came out, and what's sad about this is that if it hadn't been for Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and printing the truth on things like that, we probably wouldn't have had President Trump. And that's what you posit in this piece on the Oregon Eagle.
That's right, because what Julian Assange did is he fanned the flames of really discontent in the American people that they're being lied to, you know, really both from the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment. And here you have a candidate in Donald Trump that was willing to go against the grain and get elected. Now, you know, Conspiracy Thursday, it's, you know, reading one of the, you know, this plea bargain that Julian Assange had to agree to was that WikiLeaks had to agree to delete all the DNC, you know, Democratic National Committee emails, including the Pied Piper. There are 20,000 emails in the Democrat National Committee. And, you know, reading an article on this today in the Independent Sentinel, it just says it's the power of the DNC and Hillary Clinton to erase history.
Now, those but those emails have been archived elsewhere, have they not?
You have to believe that. Yeah, you have to believe that people have downloaded them. I mean, I was looking through them this week trying to, you know, look at the source materials for Pied Piper and learn a little bit more about that. But, yeah, so it's – yeah, so Julian Assange, he's really a hero for the First Amendment, you know, the freedom of the press. He, you know, he was in a complicated situation because he was an Australian who had a website that, you know, made the American government look bad. So he was an American citizen, and then he's in the Ecuadorian embassy for 5 years and then – behind bars for another like 9 years. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And remember, they were going after him, if I recall, over, frankly, a frame-up sex charge, from what it sounded like, right? That kind of thing?
That's right. That's right. Kind of, yeah. And they never dropped that. Even this is one, you know, pleading guilty to violating the Espionage Act, you know, that he, you know, allegedly encouraged, you know, Bradley Manning to download secret military files, and that was another one. But they got him for deleting, or they got him on the secret military files. But and totally unrelated to that were all the Democratic files. So that was included in the plea bargain, even though that wasn't part of the crime that he was, you know, had to agree to get out of jail, get out of prison. It wasn't jail; it was prison.
Richard, now here we have another presidential election, and we're going to have the debates tonight. We have former President Trump and current President Biden, you know, going at it. Neither of them are outsiders really any longer, and they've both been in the office. One's currently in the office. And did you ever find any information, or I don't know if you ever heard, I've kind of wondered, President Trump, when he was in office, had always talked about pardoning Assange and said that he should have been pardoned. You know, back then, I remember him talking about it. Does anybody know why he didn't pardon him on the way out? Because it's interesting because, you know, essentially Assange enabled him to really be president by exposing the underbelly of the Democratic Party. Just curious.
I did read a report on that Senate leader Mitch McConnell told Trump that if he pardoned Julian Assange, that he would not oppose the impeachment of Trump. Because remember, he was impeached after he left office in 2021. They had a second impeachment trial in the Senate, which lost. It didn't convict Trump. But that's the best theory that I've read about. It's the one that makes sense. He was ready to do it, but he pulled the plug because he was going to get impeached a second time in the House, and then it gets sent to the Senate. And if the Republican senators didn't oppose that, then President Trump could have been convicted.
So this speaks more about the corruptedness of Mitch McConnell.
Yes, it does. And that's a story that I read. I mean, there's no way to confirm it one way or another, but it certainly rings true that, yeah.
Okay.
It certainly rings true. That's the best explanation that I've been able to come up with, because Julian Assange, I mean, 4 years ago, it would have been a 10-year ordeal. And, you know, you can watch, and so, you know, it would have ended after 10 years, now it's been 14 years. And, you know, maybe it's something that Biden wanted to get done before tonight's debate. You just don't know. I mean, who knows? Look, this is Conspiracy Thursday, so let me throw another one out there.
Okay.
If Biden, after tonight, it's generally accepted that he can't run for president, well, who is one of the possible candidates that's been out and about? Well, it's been Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
She wants another bite at the apple. So by doing this deal now and deleting all the DNC files, 20,000 emails, then that's a certain way clearing the slate for her to run again. So it could be a repeat of 2016.
Hmm. Interesting theory, Richard. I appreciate your take on this. And this note that you sent around to your subscribers, and by the way, my dog in the fight is that I am one of your subscribers, okay? So I pay you, but I still think you're doing great work up there at the Oregon Eagle. It's Julian is free, Assange released after time served, plea deal with DOJ, departs for home, and essentially how Hillary Clinton helped make America great again and kept Julian Assange in jail. So are you putting that on the website? Is that up there right now where I can tell people to go and see it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, if they go to OregonEagle.com and just click at top stories at the top menu bar, it's at the top.
All right, very good. Richard, always appreciate your thoughtfulness, and you are welcome back anytime, okay? Be well.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot. Take care.
It's 828 at KMED and 99.3 KBXG Grants Pass. Appreciate you listening this morning. Wow, a lot of stuff going on today. And we're going to have a Diner 62 quiz coming up. I think we need to, right now, though, I'm feeling really generous, and I want to get people to go to Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions, because we have River Run tickets. I have a pair of River Run tickets in my very clean hands this morning. Oh, there you go. I'm going to hold it up to Facebook Live. And if you are caller number 9, you get a pair of free adult tickets, River Run, Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions, yet something else to go out there and have fun today or this weekend or whenever. And by the way, if you're looking for the dinner excursions, those are a lot of fun too. Just go to KMED.com. You can go there right now, sign up, get your name into the contest for that, and then you could possibly win the dinner excursions. Great stuff from Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions. Go out there and get on the river and blow off a little bit of steam. All right, call a 9. You're winning now, 770-5633. Good luck.
American Industrial Door invites you to see their Wayne Dalton Wood Grain Finish Collection. Transform your curb appeal with high-quality, non-repeating wood grain that looks like a real wood door. The innovative design blends the strength of steel with the timeless beauty of wood. Wayne Dalton offers a variety of simulated wood finishes and window configurations, too. Count on the quality of Wayne Dalton and the expert service and installation of American Industrial Door. Showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas and Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $4.45 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $4.45 a month and a new Ford F-150. Go haying, hunting, or hauling for only $4.45 a month and a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $4.45 a month. And let's talk about Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue Certified. Ford backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $4.45 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade to a sounding, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dot fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved finance through Ford Credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
Man, I gotta tell you, that didn't take long. 8:30. Wally Vaughn, the winner of the Hellgate Jet Boat Excursion River Run tickets for today. I have another pair tomorrow. We're gonna give you a shot, okay? Normally, I was supposed to do them around 7:30. I was so busy with other stuff, I forgot to do it then, okay? My apologies. All right. Hey, we'll do that one way or the other. Hellgate jet boat excursions. And remember, KMED.com, sign up for the dinner excursions. That's going to be a lot of fun, all right? Good luck.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What's worse? Is it that China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, that they would try to influence our elections? That's bad. And we cannot allow them to have the capacity and the capability of doing that. And if we allow that, that's on us, not on them. We should know that they're capable and they're going to try to do things like that. Or is it worse when you have 51 intelligence officials, former and apparently current, which I'll get to in a second, coordinating with the Biden campaign to discredit allegations about the Hunter Biden laptop, which turned out to be very real, of which none of them knew anything about that laptop. There was no examination by any of them of the top.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, are you ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Well, Blinds.com has you covered with their 4th of July early access sale. Now shop huge discounts on premium, customizable window treatments. Now, you're going to love Blinds.com. I love them. They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters and motorized options, and it's all online. And Blinds.com always has free professional design experts. They can help make a minor project like updating your window treatments that will have a major impact on your home's decor while keeping things simple, easy, and affordable. Also, you get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. And as always, you can rest easy because with Blinds.com, they have their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com and their huge 4th of July early access sale right now. Sizzling summer savings up to 50% off site-wide. Get up to 50% off, but only for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
It is 8:33. Wally Vaughn ended up winning the tickets, like I had mentioned here. After the news, we will do the Diner 62 Real American Quiz, all right? So you can jump back on. We got a lot of giveaways this morning. Just having fun. Want to get you fed. Oh, my goodness. People angry. As soon as I got done talking with Mr. Outdoors this morning, Greg Roberts, on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and he's talking about geoengineering a little bit. That wasn't most of the conversation. But it astounds me, and people wonder why I don't want to talk about geoengineering all the time, because it's like a religion. It's as much of a religion as everything else. And I get it. I understand. And even Greg admitted that geoengineering goes on. The question is every time you're seeing, and this is the problem I have with you geoengineering folks, every time there's a contrail, we're being sprayed. Every time you see a strange-looking crowd, we're being sprayed. And I know you're talking your book, and I know that there is very good research on this. Yes, I know. You know, geoengineered transhumanism, et cetera, et cetera. Dane Winnington, in fact, I think this is what Jeremy ended up putting in here. Let me just see. I lost all respect for Robert. Sounds like Greg needs to do the research and get out of his junk Fauci science box. Geoengineering is a reality. He did say that was a reality. Jeremy, he did say that. He admitted that. Yes, we know it goes on. But what I am plagued with here in Southwest Oregon is that every time there's a freaking contrail, we're being sprayed. Stop the nonsense. Stop the nonsense. I got 1,000 airline pilots around here that tell you what's going on about this. Have we ever been sprayed? Oh, I'm sure. I have no doubt we have been. But it's... That's where I'm coming from on this one. And then Lucretia calls up and says, I want to rebut Greg Roberts. Listen, Lucretia, God love you. Practically every call that we talk to, you talk about it a lot. Give you a lot of airtime on this one. That's fine. You know? So you got one person that doesn't agree there. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like little piranhas. Okay. I'm just saying, let's just relax. I'll let Greg give his spiel. You can take it up with him if you want. No, I'm not going to have him challenge him with a debate with Dane Winnington and all the rest of these other people. That's fine. There are other shows that do those kind of things. But people wonder why I don't even want to go to that. because it's like there's just nonsensical. There are people who deny that it goes on at all, and I'm not one of those people. And then there are people that it never stops. It's just continual. And it never stops, and we're all going to die. And, well, we're all going to die at some point. So anyway, that's what tires me on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. I just want to talk a little reasonably about it. And, yep, sometimes it's going on. I remember a number of years ago when there was arguably some interesting spraying going down over the city of Ashland one day. Okay, I forget how long ago. This may be about 15, 20 years back. And I remember my mother then getting called about with a health survey, like, are you having any health problems recently? And she said, oh, are you talking about the spraying that caused some of the stuff to be, you know, dripping off the trees around here? And then they hung up on her. You know, so once again, yeah, goes on. When? I don't know. If you have your evidence, take it to the sheriffs, file a lawsuit, do what they've done in some of those other places. But don't shoot the messenger, okay? I'm not shooting messengers on either side of it because, yes, it happens. No, it is not continually happening. And now we have the elites that are talking about it quite openly. What could go wrong? All right. And then there are all the lines. Oh, gosh. I'm already getting a headache, and I still have 23 minutes to go. But I'll take a few calls. Hi, good morning. Welcome. Hello?
Hey, that was David.
Hello, David. What's on your mind?
Hey. Oh, I just, you know, I just think it's interesting that, you know, it's really a bigger picture about the chemtrails because I don't know anything about chemtrails. I never Googled them, but I just would encourage people not to, you know, go on Google to superimpose their instinct that every time these planes fly over, I don't care if it's 100 planes or whatever, the overcast conditions are created, you know? And I'm just using my eyes looking at the sky.
And you see, that's reasonable, but you have to understand that putting vapor in the sky and leading to cloud formation would be part of having lots and lots and lots of planes flying. Remember what happened when 9/11 occurred and how clear the skies came because there were no planes, right?
Well, I don't remember that subjectively from my experience, but Bill, I tell you volumetrically, my instinct tells me the amount of vapor, if you had 1,000 tanks of jet fuel and you vaporized them and created water, that you would change the weather for a geographical area, like even our valley. I mean, intuitively to me, and like I say, I have never Googled it. I don't know what a chemtrail is. But this year specifically, the amount of overcast conditions coinciding with the strange flight patterns, I mean, I'm not going to let Google tell me that's anything normal. That is not normal. And it's so obvious for everyone to look up and see it. I mean, I don't think anyone should.
And then I see days and days and days and days of nothing, okay?
Flying.
When are they? Now, when I can actually tie they are flying to an actual commercial airliner and people are telling me that's a chemtrail, I'm considering this nonsense. Okay?
Well, Bill, let's get a coffee and sit down on Vilas by my shop for 30 minutes and watch the planes take off. I mean, that's better than Google. I don't know what it is. I don't know what this. I literally am the best case study for this because I do not know. I've never Googled it. I've heard Lucretia call. You know, I love her. Nothing against her.
Yep, nothing against her either.
But I'm just telling you, the volume of jet fuel, intuitively to me, you're talking about changing weather with the off-gas of an airplane? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. But you can generate more cloud cover, though.
For a region?
Well, no, not for a region in a particular vicinity. I think when you take collectively thousands upon thousands of airliner flights a day, and we do have thousands of them, you know, everywhere.
No, I don't know that we have thousands here in the valley.
We don't have thousands in the valley. We have thousands nationwide.
Okay, but in our valley, on the days when there are the numerous strikes that everybody sees them, I mean, it's kind of like the funniest social experiment because it's so obvious. Like, there's a big screen above us, and you see these almost cross checkerboard, loop-de-loops, sometimes X patterns. And this year, this is why I'm 35.
Well, I mean, I live underneath the airline pilot or the airline flights, and I look at them.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, on the days when they're going, I mean, it is measurable by my instinct. And so the real takeaway here, I don't know what they are. I don't care about Greg. But the point is, you should not go to Google to tell you to superimpose your instinct. And my instinct is that is something weird.
Okay. We'll take that. All right. Thank you very much. Headaches building. Good morning. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Bob, short second bite at the apple. If you want to put some people's knickers in a twist this summer,
yeah,
when you get your Vanagon out and run it around, put a pint of strawberry-scented oil lamp oil in it.
Why is that?
Because then everybody will be following you.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Either that or put some popcorn oil in it, you know, depending on the crowd you want to attract.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. Through the middle of our valley.
Okay, so what kind of nut oil could I put in the Vanagon so that it'll attract the nuts that I seem to be talking to so often these days?
Citronella.
Citronella. Okay, will do. Mosquitoes.
And it'll keep the mosquitoes away.
Thank you very much, Bob. We go to line three. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. This is Tom here. The trouble with the chemtrails is that we don't have a Julian Assange telling us what's in it. That's the real problem. And I wanted to follow up on your interview with Richard in regards to Julian. There is a great article by Dennis Kucinich in LouRockwell.com this morning. It's called The Draft Notice from the Shop of Horrors. And the Shop of Horrors is the military-industrial complex. And it goes into quite a bit of detail about how we've been lied into one war after another after another. It's all for money, all for profit. It's all for this, it's a military-industrial complex. And it just, I think this is an issue that the right and left could come together, because it's really true that as we busy blowing up the planet, we don't have resources to address a lot of the problems that are here in this country.
Point well taken. I think it's a very good suggestion. And interesting, though, like many people on the alternative right and the alternative left, though, feeling the same way about Assange, and we should be that way.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if people don't have correct information, they cannot make correct decisions and so forth. I happened to interview Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers and his book on secrets and so forth. But it was all about the military-industrial complex. Unless we really see past the government lies, our criminal federal government, unless we can start seeing that for what it is, we're on the edge of World War III because of their lives that they've gotten away with.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tom.
Yeah,
be well.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just like, you know, but can you understand my headaches, though, when you try to referee, chemtrail talk? You understand
Yeah, we need information. So
yeah, and if you're going to get the information, unfortunately, your ground observation is not evidence, unfortunately. I wish it were. What I see.
Not evidence for what they're saying. There's evidence of things in the sky, but I agree with you. I understand. We need something. Like you said, you say very well many times, big claims need big evidence. That's what you're talking about.
And unfortunately, just the observation, because there are plausible, realistic, you know, you talk to pilots all the time, they say, this is perfectly normal, right? And so they're up there all the time. And you can't tell me that every pilot that sits there and flies private planes and fly jet planes is part of the military-industrial complex. That's nonsense. You know,
it's all true, Bill. Well, have a drink on me.
Yep, I have a drink on me. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a meal on you, though, from Diner 62, all right? And if you are part of the Real American Quiz, we're going to take a little break from politics for a little bit and talk about travel on the open road. Until the chemtrails, you know, destroy the ability for us to go travel. 770-5633, 770-KMED. I'm going to clear the lines here right now, and maybe we'll go back to, you know, headache-inducing geoengineering calls. But 770-5633, if you haven't won in the last 60 days, you can do this, all right? It's hour of the program brought to you in part by big friends over at Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. And if you want to find out more about that, go to valleyviewnursery.com. They are closer than you think. Valley View Nursery, okay?
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years. American Rancher Garage,
United in Service. Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Discount Fireworks Superstore. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price.
Twice the fireworks for the same price you pay at the other guys.
All your favorites, sparklers, screaming patriots, ground blooms, and killer bees, at least 50% off. Over 250 items to choose from. Discount Fireworks Superstore has six locations in the valley. South Pacific Highway near Grange Co-op, West Main near Thunderbird, Ashland across from Butler Ford, Central Point across from White City at Wilson Equipment, Grants Pass in the first tent on Rogue River Highway just east of Gun and Tackle, plus Cape Junction on Redwood Highway and River Road. For a discount fireworks superstore near you and free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. Once again, for discount fireworks superstore locations plus free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. That's dfsfireworks.com. Remember, for free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price only at discount fireworks superstore.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET.
8:48, time for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz.
If you ever plan to motor west,
we're talking about Route 66 today.
Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best.
But before we do that, we want to talk about Diner 62, where they have two pork chops and eggs, or 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special right now on the weekends. Clam chowder Friday, tomorrow. They brought me an amazing crispy chicken salad that I am salivating for. They do great salads, and I'm going to devour it with gusto and my teeth when we get off the air at 9 o'clock, all right? And also try their crispy chicken sandwiches here, too. But let me go to the phones, and first off, we have Diana. Hello, Diana. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, Diana, you are first in line here. And as Nat King Cole is singing this morning about Route 66, it was today in history, 1985, Route 66 is decertified. I don't know if you remember that, but Route 66 enters the realm of highway history when the American Association of State Highways and Transportation Officials decertify the road and they vote to remove all the highway signs, okay? It was some 2,200 miles back in its heyday, Diana. Route 66 stretched from Chicago to Santa Monica, passing through eight states. And according to the New York Times, most of Route 66 followed a path through the wilderness, which was first put together in 1857 by U.S. Navy Lieutenant Ed Beale at the head of a caravan of camels. Did you ever know that? I never heard that part.
No.
Yeah. Well, starting in the 1950s, with the build-out of the interstate highway system, it made the older roads like Route 66 obsolete, all right? And by 1970, modern four-lane highways had bypassed nearly all sections of 66. In October 1984, I-40 ended up going past the original last stretch of Route 66 at Williams, Arizona, and the year after that, the road was decertified. So the question for you after all that history, Diana, is how much of the original Route 66 is still available to drive on? I have five choices for you. 55%, 65%, 75%, 85%, or 95%. How much of Route 66 is still out there that you can drive on? What do you think?
I'm going to say 50%.
Yeah, 55%?
Yes.
A little over half? Nope, not this time.
Okay.
All right, appreciate you trying.
Bye.
All right, Diana, let me go to Brad, my Slovenian brother from another mother. Hey, Brad, it's Route 66. How much of it is left? 65%, 75%, 85%, or 95%?
Boy, that is a good question. I'm going to go with 85.
Oh, what was that now?
85.
You're a winner!
Brad, you nailed it. Absolutely true. According to the National Historic Route 66 Federation, drivers can still use 85% of the original road. I had no idea so much of it was still left. And, you know, when you think about it, though, a lot of Route 66, we now see it as frontage roads around some of the interstate highway system, too. But it's become a destination for tourists all over the world. And Route 66 was the scene of a mass westward migration during the 30s. More than 200,000 people traveled it during the Dust Bowl time, you know, to California, Grapes of Wrath, you know, that sort of thing. And often called the Main Street of America, Route 66 became a pop culture mainstay, inspiring the song that we just played. You know, Nat King Cole did it, along with many others. And there was also the 1960s TV story, series, Route 66. And the historic highway featured prominently in the hit animated film Cars. That was back in 2006. So, Brad, we're going to send you to Diner 62. Yeah, hang on. Now,
awesome.
I don't know if they have any kishka or kielbasa there, but they do have sausage and good stuff, okay? All right? Hang on.
Okay.
We'll have fun there. We'll do another Diner 62 quiz probably on Monday.
Rhonda talks about her experience with Clouser Drilling.
Kevin came right out. The thing that really stood out to me, we could see the years of experience in the quality of their work. And that just showed us what great communication that they have. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend Clouser Well Drilling. They were great to work with.
Clouser Drilling has the experience and the equipment to handle the most challenging conditions. Visit ClouserDrilling.com. That's ClouserDrilling.com.
At Father and Son Jewelry, we now have Lashberg Designs. They've revolutionized ring building.
That's right, Beck. Our customers don't have to settle for something someone else thinks is a great style. Instead, they choose the material, the design, the engraving, everything. It's their ring.
It's amazing. Choose one of 200 rings in our display case, scan the QR code into the tablet, and then watch the magic happen. So many options to customize and make it your own.
Come into Father and Son Jewelry for a demonstration.
All aboard!
The Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad is your opportunity to ride behind the living history of a historic locomotive engine along the beautiful Oregon coast. Book either the coastal excursion for the whole family or take that special someone on the romantic moonlight excursion that includes appetizers and refreshments. Secure your seats with the Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad now at OregonCoastScenic.org.
American Rancher Garage, United in Service.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Forget SOS. We're sending out an SAS for the semi-annual sale at Garrison's Home and Garrison's Express. With 6 years interest-free financing or 25% off almost everything. So SAS could also stand for Super Awesome Savings or Serious Actual Sale, because that's what this is. No sneaky gimmicks or markups. It's SAS. Simple, affordable, and satisfying. The semi-annual sale happening now at Garrison's Home and Garrison's Express. Garrison's.com.
Brace yourselves for an unforgettable journey as Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions marks 65 years of wild adventures and magical moments. That's 65 years of gliding inches above the rapids, captivating wildlife, and becoming part of history as we explore the historic Hellgate Canyon. So don't miss the chance to be a part of our 2024 season celebration with limited time anniversary offers that let you make magical memories on board a Hellgate Jet Boat Excursion. Celebrate with our anniversary offers and book your excursion at hellgate.com.
Hi, I'm Deb with Father and Son Jewelry, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Okay, the chemtrail hammock headache is still there. I'm going to try to just kind of work through it. Let me go to Lauren. Lauren on Route 66. Go ahead, Lauren. Let's hear it.
Well, I got in on the contest, but I missed out by one person. Anyway, I visited there on Route 66 above the Hoover Dam oh, probably about 10, 15 years ago.
Yes.
And they actually have wild donkeys that roam in and out of the town.
Really?
They've been there forever. Yeah, I saw them. I saw them myself there. But anyway, I hope he asked something about, is there anything that roams in and out? But you didn't ask that question.
Yeah. So we have wild Democrats running on Route 66. Love it. Okay.
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, they're all wild anyway. But okay, have a good day.
All right, you too. And we have a gentleman on line one. I forgot your name. Gary, I think it is, right, Gary? Is that you?
Close enough, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. All right, Jerry. You wanted to talk about the latest diet out there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm on a fixed income, Social Security, so I get the same amount of money every so often, every month. And so I've got the same amount of money to take to the grocery store every month. So every time I go, I buy a little less food and a little less food. And then over the course of time, because I've got less food, I'm eating less. So therefore, I'm losing weight on the Joe Biden diet.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I'll be curious what he has to say about inflation tonight here, Jerry, because, you know, Joe Biden still continues to be talking about the inflationary problem is a problem of greedy corporations. Did you know that's his take on this right now?
Oh, that's the standard Democrat line.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, pointless and stupid, but that's just normal enough for them, I guess.
Well, you know, pointless and stupid is a lot of America these days, right? You know, what we're...
Yeah. You can find that if you look anywhere you look.
Yeah, yep, true. The human condition. Appreciate the call there, Jerry. Let me go to Joel's over in the Iron Gate. Joel, we were talking about the helicopters dipping the mud a little while ago with Captain Bill. You want to add a little clarity to what's happening there with the removal? What's the status?
Well, they've been kind of going at it 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the giant excavators and giant dump trucks. I mean, the kind with 8-foot-tall wheels. And they got about the top third of it removed. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was talking to one of the guys, and the core, the clay part, they're taking to a special, a hazardous waste center. And then I guess they're bringing the gravel and the rock up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the millions of dollars they're spending, it would have cost less than $1 million to get a excavator out there with a dredge connected to the end of an extension and suck out at least 100-foot diameter hole down to bedrock, and there'd be at least a pool of water for the helicopters to get. Because I heard them over there yesterday, and like Captain Bill was saying, they're just starting to suck mud.
Yeah.
Like mentioned weeks ago, the guy that's been on the river fishing guide for 50 years said he could only get his oar halfway in the water.
Mm.
The amount of sediment that's in the river for the next 100 miles is just... They probably raised the riverbed a couple of feet.
Boy, that's pretty sad. I wish that were a sad way to wrap that up, but once again, stupid and pointless. A lot of the actions that humans out here in the West seem to be taking in the environment, okay? All the best to you, Joel. I appreciate that. You know, there comes a time in which the stupid and pointless... I was thinking like Dean Wormer from that old Animal House. That's like fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to... Well, stupid and pointless is no way to run a country, and yet the elites are doing this, and they're also in charge of the currency. And the currency sometimes looks a little shaky. It's okay for right now. I'm not saying it's one of those things where it's going to explode into flames, but are you ready to protect yourself a little bit, some of the wealth robbing capabilities of being able to just print an endless amount of currency? Consider physical gold and silver from one of my oldest, most important sponsors. That's J. Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, and also 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. And whether or not it is the end of the petrodollar, maybe the renegotiation of a new petrodollar, there's ultimately flux going on here. Central banks are buying gold. China is buying gold, in some cases seizing power over gold mines there too. They know something's up, and maybe we should know something is up too. It's kind of like what you would call a clue. All right. And get in touch with Jay Austin. Drop in, talk with Mark and Andrea. Buying and selling of this, and they really suggest that you have it in your possession. But maybe you're looking at the current $2,300 or so and saying, hey, I bought it $500. Let's sell. Talk to them too. Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. JayAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, also online at FortuneReserve.com.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3, and Saturday from 8 to 3, at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Hi, this is Paul from Valley View Nursery. It's time to color up your backyard for summer barbecues, and we can help. Patio planters and select summer flowers are now 20% off. If you need more shade, we have that too. Now 20 to 36% off all shade, flowering, and conifer trees. For color and choice you won't see anywhere else in summer promotions, go to valleyviewnursery.com. Google Map, Valley View Nursery. And find us closer than you think.
KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KPXG, Grants Pass. Quick email of the day, and that's sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. While you wait, crowns. Very good place. It's my dog in the fight. I think you'll enjoy that, all right? Randy in Ashland writes, Bill, no doubt legacy slime ball media will report that Sleepy Joe wiped the floor with insurrectionist Donald Trump during the debate, regardless of how Joe performs. If they do, then we need to demand that since Joe Biden is so on top of his game, he is competent to stand trial for the crimes he committed, as detailed by the Robert Hur Report. The left pushed back hard against Hur's assessment of Biden as a well-meaning, doddering man with a poor memory. If Biden is totally coherent, then he's culpable and fit to stand trial for his crimes as a senator and vice president who had no authority whatsoever to have possession of the classified documents. You can't have it both ways. If he's competent to be commander-in-chief, he must be held account for his crimes prior to becoming president. You know something? Not only an email of the day, Randy, but a real American salute. Good thinking, all right? By email, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. By the way, we'll be carrying debate coverage starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon, 6 o'clock, the debate live here on 106.3, 106.7, and 105.9 KMED and KMED.com.
Boise Cascade is hosting a hiring event today from noon to 4 p.m.